I have something special to show to you today. This is a gun that is very precious to me. See if I can get it up here where you can see me a little better. Anyway, my grandfather was Cherokee Indian. My family are all Indians, by the way, except for one great-great-great-grandfather. But my grandfather, Charlie Wilburn, his father was killed in front of him in 1905 for trespassing on his own land in Indian territory. They signed the Dawes Act, and he wouldn't do it. Anyway, so they took his land away from him and gave it to a white man. And when he trespassed on his own land, they killed him. Now, they lived in really poor circumstances. My grandfather, about the only thing, he was in World War I. And he got the flu and poison from the mustard gas and things. And anyway, he never could work again. The only thing he could do was bootleg. So all of the inheritance that I had from my grandfather, which isn't much, they were poor. We lived in a, when he died, he lived in about a 12 by 16 dirt floor shack with no door on it and just a screen for a window. This rifle that I'm going to show you here, he taught me how to shoot this rifle. This is the Remington 510 Target Master. If you can see that there. A Remington 510 Target Master. And I'm left-handed. I always shot it right-handed, or left-handed, of course. I can't shoot right-handed with a rifle at all. Both left or right-handed with a pistol, but not with a rifle. Anyway, I'm going to shoot this today. My grandfather taught me to shoot this before I was 2 years old, I know. And I could shoot. He'd have to help me hold it up. When I moved here to Nevada, this rifle kept us alive. This was my deer rifle. This was my fishing pole. I shot fish with it. I shot quail and chuckers and rabbits and whatever we had to eat. That's what I could. Every day I had to kill something. We had no refrigeration or anything. So this rifle kept me alive during those period of time. It's come down through my family all this time. It's had three different stocks on it. It has a recoil pad on it, which it doesn't need, but the rifle stock wasn't long enough, so I put that on there to make a difference. Now, we'll shoot this one. Then I have another special rifle here. Probably most of you have never seen it at all. This is one of my favorite calibers. It's a 3220. It was called a 32 Winchester centerfire. Now, this rifle here came from New South Wales, Australia. It's a martini-style action. It has right there is a kangaroo on it. This is a kangaroo rifle. This is a rifle that the game division over there in New South Wales, Australia, used to cut down on the kangaroo population. If you can see that kangaroo on there, I hope. It is a 3220, it says. And it has all kinds of nomenclatures all over it. On there, it says, made by the Birmingham Small Arms and Trademark. On the stock, which is kind of beat up, on this side, it says Commonwealth of Australia and New South Wales. It has a number on there, and of course the kangaroo. And down here on the stock, it has Game Management Division, New South Wales, Australia. So this is a kangaroo rifle. It's a 3220 Winchester. Now I'll show you the little bullet. Of course, the 22 shoots a 22 short, long, or long rifle. The 3220, this is shooting, I think, 119 grain bullet. It's 32 caliber. It's about the long as a 30 M1 carbine or a 38 special. That's the bullet that he shoots in it. This is a lead nose, jacketed with a lead nose core in it, a lead core and nose on it, so it'll expand. These were fantastic rifles. They didn't kick very much. Women shot them a lot, deer hunting, whatever. You can kill just about anything with it if you shoot it in the right place. That's the problem. Now, we're going to shoot these things five times each. And also, by the way, when you go shooting, you need to wash your hands. But you need to wash your hands with cold water, because cold water will not disturb the lead so much and go it into your system. If you use hot water on your hands, it'll drive the toxins into your system. So always wash your hands with soap and water, but washing them with cold water also. So now we'll shoot this. I hope you can see it, because I'm left-handed. I can't shoot. The pistols I can shoot right-handed, so you can see it a little better. By the way, down there, I painted the targets white. I had shot all the white and red off of them and everything else. Now they're white, so you can see them. Here's my grandfather's .22 that fed my family for a long time. Right in the center of the target. This thing is still as accurate as it ever was. It's killed every kind of game. About a half inch group of five shots out there with that rifle, and I wasn't even trying. It's got open sights on it. You could strike matches at that. My grandfather, when he taught me how to shoot that rifle, we shot 22 shells at 50 yards, 25 and 50 yards, or dimes or pennies. He always taught me, he said, if you can shoot something really, really small, you can shoot something big real easy. So shoot for little bitty tiny things. When I taught Marilyn how to shoot, I taught her how to shoot with that rifle, and we were driving tacks and striking matches at 25 yards. So it still is capable of doing that after all these years. It probably made somewhere around 1920 or something like that. That my mother was very small. She was born in 1925, and she was very small when my grandfather traded whiskey for that rifle there. I had his Calvary spurs. I had a watch from him and a camp stove. And that's what we got from my grandfather. That's about all he had when he died. We're going to shoot the 3220 now, the game management rifle from New South Wales, Australia. The kangaroo gun. Now, martini action. This is a martini action. And you slip it in there like that. And I won't put the bolt back in it until I get over there. It hits pretty hard, as you can see. It's rolling that that silhouette target. Now, the 2520 and the 3220 are the same case. The 3840, the 41 Colt, the 45 Colt, the 4440 are all basically the same case. This is number five here. Every gun shoots different, so I got to figure out where this thing shoots. As you can see, it's not a toy, but a young person or a small woman could shoot this gun very easily. Always keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to fire. Always wash your hands with cold water and soap when you get through shooting so the lead won't go into your system. And God bless you. I hope you're learning something from these little short videos we're doing on shooting with Dr. Jim. Please subscribe and like if you like the video.